Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
Thousands of people in the first century, and millions since, have gladly sacrificed themselves for the church of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Some members of the church in the first two or three centuries of the Christian era may have exposed themselves to the Lord's enemies, knowing they would likely be martyred for their commitment to Christ. In other words, they were eager to die so they could be with the Lord. The Lord does not want us to take unnecessary risks, but He wants us to stand fast in the faith, even if it means our martyrdom. He encouraged the church members at Smyrna, "Fear none of these things that you shall suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, and you may be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." Revelation 2:10. Jesus exhorted His disciples, "Fear not them who kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear Him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Matthew 10:28. Jesus was not encouraging His followers to be careless about where they went and with whom they associated. He knew there were many people who would take great pride in killing those who had believed in and had obeyed the gospel. Jesus wanted us to know that following Him would not be an easy road. Do remember what some of God's people had to endure. They were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others experienced cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains, and in dens and caves of the earth. Hebrews 11:36-38. If this life is all there is, none of what I have read to you makes good sense. Why would anyone sacrifice his life if this life is the only life? But those great heroes of the faith, like Abraham, were looking for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Hebrews 11:10. Jesus wanted His immediate followers and those who would believe on Him down through the ages to know that there is more to life than keeping ourselves from being killed. That was His reason for saying, "Fear not them who kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul." The Apostle James might have saved his life, and so might thousands of other first century Christians, if they had been willing to deny that Jesus is Lord. Those early Christians knew that the Roman government could kill their bodies. It had already murdered great numbers of God's faithful children. Jesus informed His disciples that no government, not the Roman, nor any other kind, could kill their souls. So He told them, "But fear Him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." I think of two questions on this passage from Matthew 10. Did Jesus teach the doctrine of universalism? That is, that all people, regardless of their faith and behavior, will eventually be saved. The truth is, He taught the very opposite of universalism. Over and over, Jesus and the apostles spoke of the saved and of the lost. The saved will go to heaven, and the lost will go to hell. But did Jesus actually believe in hell? Belief is not really an accurate word. He knew that hell existed. According to Matthew, Jesus will say to those on the left hand, "Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." Matthew 25:41. My friends, only God can destroy our souls and our bodies in hell. So we must devote ourselves to His service that we may enjoy eternal life. We thank you for listening. May God continue to bless and keep you.